Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, today is a great day. For the Lord has blessed and spared each one of us to see another day. And for that, I am truly grateful. So with that being said, I would just like to say thank you. For the people of old would say, if I had 1,000 tongues, I would be able to thank you enough. So I come to you today with a heart of praise, giving you thanks, because I realize that you've been just that good. If it was not for your grace and your mercy and the love you have for us, we wouldn't be here today. So again, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Oh, Father God, we pray not a selfish prayer, for we pray for all your children of the world, no matter where they may be, just asking that you bless them, not only according to your riches and glory, but according to your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, we come humbling ourselves unto thee, praying for every bed of affliction, praying for the people in the hospitals and everyone that has sickness around their heart, asking that you manifest yourself in them in the form of healing. Touch them, O Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know that you are able. We pray for the people that have been affected by the tragedies in the world of today, asking that you restore unto them their loss, like you did for Job. Oh, Father God, we give you praise. Oh, Father God, we give you honor. Oh, Father God, we give you the glory. And we ask all these things and more in your darling son's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Let the audience out there in Radio Land all say amen. For God is a great God, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Now, Proverbs 3, 7 through 9. That's Proverbs 3, 7 through 9 states, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. Now let me say that again. Proverbs 3, 7 and 9 states, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruit of all thy increase. Let me say that last verse again. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruit of all thy increase. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to his holy word and also a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word. Now, my brothers and my sisters, one thing that I come to realize about people is that when a person does something consistently, or should I say over and over again, it causes a person to build up their confidence in their ability to do whatever they are doing. And sometimes that confidence that they have can become so overwhelming. Not saying that you are like this, but that confidence becomes so overwhelming that it causes one to become conceited. That's why today's words start off by saying, be not wise in thy own eyes. Amen. I come to realize that when I focus more on I, or what I can do, or what I know, and not willing to take input or suggestions, then I have taken God out of the equation. One thing I really have to stress at this point is we are who we are, and we have what we have only because of God. Then when it's all about I, then I'm not giving God the glory for what he has done and is doing for me. You see, my brothers and sisters, I read somewhere where it says, a wise man is eager to learn. So that leads me to a question. And the question is, how can I learn? The answer is, I have to be taught. So that leads me to another question. And the question is, who is going to teach me? Well, the answer to that question is the Spirit of God through man. So on today, my brothers and sisters, I come to encourage everyone to not get the big head, so to speak. Continue to remain humble, because all that we have and all that we are and all that we do is because of the man upstairs, in the name of his darling son, Jesus. To him I owe all the glory and all the praise, for truly God is a good God, and for that I give him praise. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, when people refuse to be led or cannot be instructed, let me say it like this. Anyone who refuses to accept help comes from a place of arrogance. The idea that I don't need help speaks directly to self-conceit. In verse 7 of the third chapter of the book of Proverbs implies that self-conceit leads to evil because of that fact that one does not fear the Lord. For the word of God encourages us to fear God and keep his commandments. And when we don't fear God, we are running on self-will, and self-will sets us up for self-destruction. For when I was in the world running the streets, they had this song out that had a line in it that said, you're headed for self-destruction. Little did I know that I was partying to my own demise with a theme song. But I can say thank God. I can say thank God that God looked beyond my faults and said, I can use that young man to let my people know that I am God, and that I am God all by myself. And those that believe in my son, I'm talking about that man named Jesus, have the opportunity to come out of that mess that's in the world of today. And then they will have life, and not only have life, but have it more abundantly. And then they will experience heaven here on earth. So I come to you today, my brothers and my sisters, amen, to encourage each and every one of you that's out there in radio land to fear the Lord and keep his commandments, and be not wise in thy own eyesight, and do the best that you can on a daily basis to depart from evil. For I know you heard it said, be in the world, but not of the world. Because when you're not of the world, you're walking to a different drumbeat, so to speak, because you choose to follow the path of righteousness. And it will be health unto your navel and marrow unto your bones, which simply means that the blessing of God will be upon you. Amen. So I come to encourage you today, my brothers and sisters, to walk in the victory. Amen. I say to walk in the victory by departing from evil. For I remember we are more than conquerors. Amen. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. So honor the Lord with thy substance, because all that we have is because of God. God is. Amen. I say God is. Amen. God is blessing me. I say God is blessing me. I want to know, do you know that God is blessing you? Amen. I say, do you know that God is blessing you right now? Like that songwriter said, I want you to know that God is keeping me. Amen. He blessed me and he kept me all along the way. If you got your health and strength, you ought to say God is keeping you. Amen. If he opened doors for you, you ought to say God is keeping you. So I want to know today, my brothers and sisters, how many of you know that God is keeping you? It's only because of the Lord. So try not to be all that in your own eyesight. Don't live on arrogance. Don't live on conceit. Continue to humble yourself. For remember the word of God said that if my people, which are called by my name, would just humble themselves when they pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. You hear me now? He say, turn from your wicked ways. Amen. Then he will hear from heaven. Oh, yes, he will. And he will open up a window of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Amen. Because he will come forth and heal the land. God is my everything. God is my all in all. I want you to know today, my brothers and sisters, without the shadow of a doubt, that God is keeping me. So be not, amen, be not all that in your own eyesight. Continue to humble yourself. Amen. God blesses the meek. Amen. For remember the word say, for the meek shall do what? Y'all know what I'm talking about. I say, for the meek shall do what? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. So how many of you just want to give God some praise today? Amen. Because he touched you last. He watched over you last night. Amen. While you slept. The old people used to say he had his angels encamped around me to protect me while I slept. And then he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Not only did he do that, but he clothed you in your right mind. So as a word for today, just say, God is keeping me, and I choose to humble myself and be about my Father's business and tell somebody what thus said the Lord, and let them know that as long as they follow the path that God has laid out, as long as they be about our Father's business, as long as they acknowledge Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, everything would be all right. Now, remember, my brothers and sisters, it might get a little hard sometime, but I know that the Lord is like a strong tower. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And because he's my tower of refuge, I can go to him at any given moment in time and give him praise. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. We just want to give you praise. And we just want to give you glory in the mighty and gracious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Brand new day. It's a day. encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, God is a healer. You have to encourage yourself. You have to speak life to yourself. You have to tell yourself, I shall not die. Tell yourself, after this storm, I will be made whole. You can be made whole. No matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it is, say to yourself, He is my healer.
Conqueror, you're gonna make it. Hold your head up. Stick
Yes, I. You're gonna make it. Live, my brother. Live, my sister.
Let go.